from Australia. Yeah. Where from Australia?
Oh, I think you're welcome. We're from Melbourne. What part of the milk ground? A very small one today. Started by Tan Ian.
What?
We started by Tan Ian, one of Linda's disciples.
Oh, Tan Ian.
Yeah.
Didn't he leave this role?
He did. That's why I'm the abbot now.
But Tan Ian wasn't he up north from Perth?
That's where he lives now, as a layperson.
What brings you here?
We're just staying in Bandung at the moment. We're from Bopin.
Bandung?
Yeah.
Oh.
We just came out, we went to Bantan and we wanted to have a chance to take some people around to visit Kuba Ajahn. We wanted to visit you as well.
So how do you know about this place?
A lot of these people have read some of your Dhamma, Kamakashi Dhamma. Somebody from your monastery sent us some books maybe 2 years ago.
That's okay now. Too late. So who proposed to come here? You're also from Australia, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
I proposed. A few of them seconded. How are you, Ajahn? How are you?
Alive. Interesting. Yeah. Since when are you living in Australia?
I live together with you.
Yeah, yeah.
In Bimalai.
For about 3.5 years.
3.5 years. So he learned to speak English a bit. Blah, blah. So how many panthers do you have?
23.
13. And what do you do there? What do you do in Melbourne? Is it a little bit outside of Melbourne, or the monastery, is it a forest monastery?
It's a forest monastery, but an hour outside of the city.
Outside of the city. I thought they don't let anybody out of Australia. I mean, they caught them all in a prison, you know, in a COVID prison.
The longest lockdown. The longest lockdown in Melbourne.
The harshest shutdown as well, lockdown. Yeah? That's why we call it prison. Yeah? In Singapore, same. Yeah, Singapore is also a prison. Crazy. At least they don't wear masks. Huh? But you got all your vaccination, huh?
Yeah.
Now they distribute in Thailand, some of the midges in Thailand distribute medicine against the vaccine. Too many problems with the vaccine. Makes your body sick, yeah. Some of it. Yeah. And quite a few people died here. Yeah. Now they tell us about all the things, you know, that they find out about the vaccine, yeah. 60% of the vaccinated people died, you know, only 40% of the unvaccinated people died because of COVID, yeah. So that's nice to hear, yeah. I never believed any of this. I mean, when you think, when you're educated to think, you know, I mean, you don't trust this government, you know. If the trust the government forces something on you, it cannot be good. You know? If they say, okay, yeah, you have a choice to take it, yeah, then you can check it out. But anyway, so. Are you practicing? What? How is your practice? I mean, what do you do all day? Huh? How many hours do you practice a day?
About 4 hours.
What?
4 hours.
Four? I mean, we are ordained, you know, to find the liberation from dukkha. Hmm? 4 hours, I mean, I practiced more when I was still a layperson. Huh? Yeah, I mean, practice starts when we start to practice 14, 16, 18 hours a day. Huh? That's where the things start, you know, get rolling, yeah? Because then the kilesas, yeah, they already come up when we practice 12 hours a day, yeah? And 12 hours, you still have 12 hours, yeah? 4 hours, yeah? I mean, you have 20 hours. What are you doing with 20 hours? Sleep? Eat, sleep, huh?
Reading.
Looking, you know, I mean,
reading,
having phone, huh? Huh? Yeah. What is in Australia, what do you use now? In Thailand you use Line. In Australia you use, what do you use? Facebook or what? Telegram or what? Instagram? Yeah? WhatsApp? They are so addicted to this. I mean, it's a drug, yeah? I mean, they can't get rid of it anymore, yeah? They constantly have to look, yeah? I mean, they come to the monastery, look, you know, I mean, oh, there's a message, oh, there's a message, oh, there's a message, huh? I mean, how can you concentrate when you do this, all these things, yeah? I mean, after 2 seconds, you know, your mind goes off, yeah? Huh? Throw it away, yeah? Huh? If you don't need it for work, you know, throw it away. I mean, what is it interesting, yeah? I mean, the world is still there, yeah? Yeah? Even after 5 years, you know, when you come out of samadhi, the world is still there, yeah? It's important, yeah? I mean, concentration is important for every person, yeah? Not only, you know, not only for the monk, huh? Being able to concentrate on one object, you know, for half an hour or for an hour, you know, it is important, yeah? I mean, it's important when you have work to do, it's important when you study, you know, huh? I mean, you read your papers, you know, and after 2 seconds you think about this or you think about that, yeah? What's the use of it, yeah? You have to read it 10 times before you understand what is written there, huh? Yeah. Oh. What are you doing? Are you working? Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, working. Huh? Yeah. Working for what? Why do you work? Huh? What is the purpose? Huh? What is the purpose of your life? Huh? Huh? I didn't understand.
Yeah. Working for money.
Working for money, yeah? Money you use to feed the body, yeah? And then the body dies. Yeah? And that? Yeah? And then you go into the next life. And then you work again. Yeah? And no, before when you become a human being, yeah? I mean you train this body for how many years before you can use it? Learning to walk, learning to talk, learning to read, learning to write, learning to sing. 16 years of our life, huh? Before you can use this body? And then how long can you use it, yeah? Ask the older people, yeah? Huh? With 50, you know, oh, yeah. They start to go more and more to the doctor, yeah? Huh? To get the body repaired, huh? Like, you know, when our car gets old, you know, we bring it very often to the repair shop. Because this is broken, that is broken, that is broken, it needs to be fixed, yeah? And the body is the same, huh? You understand that? No, no. Huh? Constantly, you know, I mean, all our life is around this body, yeah? Huh? And then when this body dies, we go into the next life, yeah? Most probably not a human life, yeah? Huh? Either go down, yeah? Most of us go down, yeah? And some of us might go up, yeah? And then when we come back to the human realm, yeah? We do enough good and bad karma, you know, to go up and down again. That's a lot of fun, yeah? It's like a roller coaster. Isn't it? Huh? Huh? I mean, he ordained, you know, 13 years for what, yeah? Having a nice life, huh? God, yeah? I mean, all these people, you know, who, all these Thai people, you know, that I've met, you know, I mean, be it in Germany, be it in England, you know, they go there for, huh? Sightseeing, yeah? Huh? I saw them sometimes, you know, with two big shopping bags, you know, from the shopping malls, yeah? That's why they go to Germany or go to other places, yeah? Or the US, yeah? I don't know how it is in Australia. Now we ordained, you know, to overcome, you know, overcome dukkha, yeah? What is dukkha? If you don't have dukkha, you don't understand, yeah? You don't know what dukkha is?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It starts in the morning, yeah? Huh? We wake up and we don't want to get up. Huh? Yeah, everybody knows that every morning it's the same trouble. Oh, I don't want to get up. I want to, yeah? Want to sleep, yeah? Huh? That's where dukkha starts, yeah? Then we are hungry, yeah? It's another dukkha, yeah? We are thirsty, it's another dukkha, yeah? Huh? We need to go to the toilet, relieve ourselves, another dukkha, yeah? So much dukkha already in one day, yeah? And then we are tired and that's another dukkha, yeah? But all what we know is, yeah? Vitilabhai, yeah? To get rid of dukkha. So when we're hungry, we eat, yeah? When we're tired, we sleep, yeah? When we're thirsty, we drink, yeah? But it's not vitigaya, yeah? It's not the way how to overcome dukkha, yeah? Yeah? You need something, yeah? You need to understand where is the dukkha coming from. Because dukkha is the first noble truth, huh? If we don't see it, yeah? And that's what we don't want to see, yeah? Especially also in the West, yeah? When we see a heap of shit, you know, we look the other way, huh? We don't want to see the shit, yeah? It's there all the time, yeah? Yeah? But we always look away, huh? Huh? If we see dukkha, we want to see something else, you know? If we see dukkha, we are bored, you know, we look at our phone, yeah? And then the dukkha is gone, yeah? Very convenient, yeah? Yeah? That's why they invented all these, you know, all these nice toys, yeah? Yeah? For us, you know, not to realize that we have dukkha, yeah? But where is dukkha coming from? Dukkha is the first noble truth. And at the moment I only talked about, you know, the bodily dukkha. The mental dukkha is much stronger, huh? Huh? We want something and we don't get it, yeah? Huh? Or we dislike something and we get it, yeah? Huh? This mental dukkha, yeah? Or we don't like this person, we don't like that person, we don't like this happening or that is happening, or we want this happening and it doesn't come, yeah? This mental dukkha, yeah? Where does it come from, yeah? It's the second noble truth, yeah? Tanha, yeah? I mean, the desire, yeah? Desire to want something and desire not to want something, yeah? Yeah? Yagdai, yagdai noi, tuk noi, yeah? Yagdai ye, tuk ye, yeah? The more we want, you know, the more dukkha we have, huh? This is something, it is fundamental. It is fundamental that we understand the first noble truth, huh? Because otherwise we don't find the way out, or we don't make any effort to find the way out. Yeah. I mean, people who don't have dukkha, you know, they don't come to the monastery. Huh? Why should I go to the monastery? You know, I have a nice family. You know, I have lovely kids. You know, I have enough money. You know, I mean, why should I go to a monastery? Huh? Huh? There's no reason, yeah? So that's why, you know, when we go up to heaven, you know, I mean, it's everything is nice, you know, we have a little dukkha, you know, I mean, there's always dukkha somewhere, yeah? Yeah? But why should we practice? Yeah? That's why the Lord Buddha said, you know, the human realm, yeah? That's where we can jump off, yeah? Or get out of the hamster wheel. I always call it hamster wheel. It's such a nice picture, yeah? I mean, they call it samsara vata, you know, what is that, yeah? Huh? All the cycle of birth and death, yeah? But if you look at the hamster wheel, yeah? Huh? That is so descriptive, yeah? Hamster running, 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 but not going anywhere. Huh? Constantly running in this, yeah? But when you open the door, when he opens the door, he can get out, yeah? And there's no more running, yeah? Huh? That's why I call it hamster wheel. It's nice. You know what a hamster wheel is? You probably never seen a hamster wheel. He's in Thailand. They don't have hamster wheels. Next time when he goes back to Australia, show him a hamster wheel. Yeah? Then he understands, running, 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 not going anywhere. Yeah? Because the hamster doesn't go anywhere. But we are constantly, like in our life, you know, we're constantly running. Nein, Mierai.
Oh.
Na, grab, JJ, okay. Ja? Grab, nicht bei. Lumpa, put om M, komm mal da. Tong put, tong bei, tong ma. I cannot, you know, I cannot talk around. I need to talk straight. Yeah? But it's also part of my upbringing. Yeah, being German, you know, I mean the older generation now. German is so crazy. You can't even watch it what they do. They're completely the whole world, you know. But you know, Germany especially, you know, they kill themselves. Anyway, so. But Lungta was the same thing. Lungta Mahabhor, I mean, he, yeah. If somebody listens to his talks, I mean, push, 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 yeah. I mean, it's going straight down, yeah. Kei fang te Lungta Mahabhor me?
Yeah.
Ko tong pai tong ma na? Mai che om em na? Achan ni, achan no na? Maybe it is like this, maybe it is like that. He never said that, yeah. This is like this, this is like this. If you do this, you know this is happening. If you do that, that is happening, yeah. This is the way how you can correct this. This is the way how you can correct that, yeah. It was always straight, yeah. when I came to Wat Pa Van That, you know, and I met Lungta Mahabhor, you know, I wrote a letter to my father, thank you very much for your education, because now, He was much stricter. I was already prepared. Some people couldn't take it. Yeah, yeah. He was so down to earth, you know. And yeah, what are you doing now? Yeah. And he was always coming around the kuti, you know. I'm looking if you're sleeping. Yeah, huh? If he caught you, you know. I mean, check you out. Yeah. Huh? What are you doing here? You're wasting my space, you know. Other people, you know, want to come and practice, yeah? And you are here to sleep, yeah? Huh? That's a good get out, yeah? Oh. That's quite, yeah? It's quite an education. So I was grateful, yeah? Because my father was also strict, yeah? Very strict, yeah? And he said, you know, okay, yeah? I show you how to do it, yeah? I show you once. You better pay attention, yeah? Because I don't show you a second time. Yeah? And if you learn that in this way, you know, I mean, you really have your sati, yeah? Propped up, yeah? Because the second time, you know, when you came, I showed you. You do it on your own, yeah? And if you do mistakes, you know, then you learn from your mistakes. Yeah? No, it was a great teacher. Nein, mit dem Fußpass angeht, ne? Ja, meist, ja? Von Fang Orgler, okay, okay. Alle, dann mal sein nach Gabiu, ha? Fang mir nur Lüren, ja? Oh, nein,
aber ich habe mich
nicht mehr sein. Nein,
nicht mehr sein. Oh, ich habe mich
nicht mehr sein. Ja, okay, okay. 3 ปีแล้วนะ We never closed the monastery and we always went on Vendapath huh? And we didn't inject ourselves even though the people asked huh? But there are some yeah. One time, you know, one time I went to a very senior monk, you know, a Thai monk, you know, and the lay people, you know, especially these Thai lay people, you know, they come, ah, please, inject yourself. Yeah? And put your mask on. Yeah? And then this Lumpur said, yeah, I mean, if you put your mask on, yeah, you get COVID, yeah? If you don't put your mask on, you get COVID. Why should I put my mask on? Yeah? If you get the jab, yeah, you die, yeah? If you don't get the jab, you die. Why should I get the jab? Yeah? But there are very few. Yeah? Most of the monasteries, you know, most of the monasteries. And some of the monks, they now got the jab in the morning and died in the evening. Also in Nongbua, you know, I heard of a few cases there. They got the injection in the morning and in the evening they were dead. But anyway, so we were stuck at the second noble truth, yeah? Yeah? So how do we get there? The third noble truth is just a happy, you know, a happy information for us that we can get rid of dukkha, yeah? That is all, yeah? We can eliminate dukkha, yeah? The fourth noble truth is the one that we should practice here, yeah? Sila, huh? 227 rules, yeah? Uh-huh. Yeah? You remember them all? Samadhi, yeah, the first, the most important one. Yeah, and the Sangha di Sesa, how many are there? 27 or something like that?
Sangha di Sesa.
What?
13.
Can't remember. The four Parachika and the 13 Sankatisesa. Sila. Yeah. So and that for the lay people, you know, when they stay in the monastery it's the 8 precepts, you know, and when they live at home it's the 5 precepts, yeah? Huh? How difficult is it already to keep the 5 precepts, huh? Yeah? Not to harm any living being, yeah? That includes animals as well, yeah? Huh? Not to take what is not given. Huh? How often do we go to a friend's home, you know, oh yeah, there's an apple, you know, I want an apple and eat it, yeah, without asking for permission, yeah? Unless he says, you know, whatever is in the house is for you, yeah? Yeah? Or when we go to work, you know, and then we take a pencil home, yeah? Or we take this home, or that, you know, or a screw or a bolt or whatever, you know, yeah? This is already against the precept, yeah? then sexual misconduct. Yeah? I mean, the world is full of sexual misconduct. Yeah? A father or parents with their children, sexual misconduct. Yeah? And you see it, you know, you hear the news. Yeah? You heard about Epstein? Yeah? Yeah? And what is the other? Yeah, I mean, also a teacher with a student. Yeah. Yeah? A professor with his students, yeah? I mean, you go and look around, it's full of sexual misconduct, yeah? Everybody that is dependent on us, yeah? I mean, the chef of a, you know, the chief of a company with his secretary. I mean, it's common. Huh? Or in the film industry, yeah? I mean, yeah, using somebody because somebody is dependent on us is sexual misconduct. Yeah? No matter what, yeah? I mean, if he agrees or not, yeah, it's sexual misconduct. And the world is full of it. So we should be careful, you know, especially careful. Yeah? Well, if you have a husband, then you're faithful to your wife, yeah? Or to the husband. And if you have a wife, you're faithful to the wife, yeah? Look, that's a tough... Oh, I don't know if I can say it, but I... You heard it? Did you hear what Lungta said, you know, about sexual misconduct, yeah? And he said, a man has one penis, you know, yeah? He cannot use two vaginas, yeah? Yeah? And a woman has one vagina, she cannot use two penises, yeah? Or more than one penis, yeah? The people were shocked, you know. Especially, in Isan, not so much, you know, they know the direct language, yeah. But, you know, when they came from Bangkok, you know, it was direct, yeah. So, I mean, if you have a partner, you know, be faithful. Yeah. You know, what is the fourth? That is very difficult, yeah. Yeah. Speech. Because the speech comes out before we even start to think. Yeah? Yeah? So, yeah? not to lie, huh? Not to speak falsehood, yeah? Also not using harsh speech, you know, that hurts other people, huh? Even if it is online. It's very difficult to refrain, yeah? Yeah? And the last one is alcohol and drugs, yeah? In Thai, you know, they say lao, yeah? And that means only whiskey, yeah? That's why I have to add, you know, beer and wine is also lao. So, beer and wine is alcohol and it's drugs, yeah? And now, yeah? Recently, you know, I make an amendment to the fifth precept. No smartphones. Yeah? It's an addiction. Use it wisely, then it's okay, yeah? Lungta Mahabua never allowed smartphones, yeah? And the moment he said it, you know, I mean, the number of smartphones for the monks doubled. You should not use, if I catch one, you know, you're gone, yeah? And then, you know, within a month, you know, a lot of monks had smartphones. But here, you know, here I'm strict, you know, I keep the smartphone, but nobody's really allowed. We take them, when they come, we take them, you know, we put them in the safe, you know, when they leave, you know, they can get them. You know. Just, you know, I mean, it's the moment you're a little bit bored, you know, I mean, that's when you start to play, yeah? If you have it around, yeah? If you don't have it around, you have to practice, put. So sila, samadhi, yeah? Samadhi, yeah? I mean the ability to concentrate, yeah? On one point, yeah? So I mean there are two ways, yeah? Either you take anapanasati, yeah? Anapanasati is concentration around the nose where you can feel the breath, yeah? And always, you know, that is the point of concentration. When the mind goes out, we bring it back, yeah? And when we bring it back, that's where we need effort. We don't need effort to push down the concentration around the nose, yeah? We need the effort when the mind goes out and wants to think about this or memorize this, yeah? That's where we need the effort to pull it back, and you know it is difficult, yeah? We don't need effort, you know, to push it down, yeah? When the concentration is around at the nose, then we develop this sati, this awareness, yeah? I mean this observance, observing the breath. And the observing the breath is very fine. It doesn't need a lot of effort, yeah? We observe the breath, know how the breath is, yeah? A lot of people, you know, they don't know, you know, I mean, the difference between concentration and sati. Sati is awareness, yeah? Normally, sati in the English language is translated as mindfulness, yeah? So the mind is full. Of one thing. Sati is mind emptiness. The mind is completely empty. It doesn't think about this, it doesn't think about that, it doesn't memorize this or it doesn't memorize that. I mean, it wasn't clear to me. I mean, only when Lungta said, yeah, I mean, the moment you have sati, there is no kilesa. Yeah? And the kilesas come through, you know, through thoughts and through memories and or through feelings, you know, that produce memories and thoughts, yeah? And who tells us, you know? I mean, who tells us this, you know, about sati? Sati is the pure awareness, yeah? And I teach my students, you know, I mean, observing, yeah? Okay, when you're in the forest, observe animals. You cannot control them. But you know what they are doing. Every moment you observe them. And that's how you should observe the breath. Yeah? At every moment you should know how the breath is there. We try to make the breath very smooth. That's wrong. That's why it goes wrong. We try to control it. Yeah. We just want to know, yeah, is the breath coming in? Is the breath going out? Is the breath at the middle? Yeah. Is the breath switching from in-breath to out-breath or out-breath to in-breath? Yeah. Is the in-breath longer than the out-breath? We just want to know. Yeah. We don't want to make it fine or, yeah. Yeah? Because some people, yeah? We want to know, yeah. And if you don't know how to observe, you know, observe the animals around you, yeah. And then take this kind of observance and observe your breath, yeah. Okay.
Observe.
Don't tam bang, yeah. This is utmost important, yeah. Because a lot of people can do good concentration, yeah. But, yeah, we do the samadhi, you know, to develop the sati. Because, I mean, what did Lungda Mahabho say? Sati panya, yeah. He didn't say samadhi panya. Yeah? Sati panya are the weapons to cut down the kilesas, yeah. And mahasati, mahapanya is our nuclear weapon, yeah, to get completely rid, yeah. Did you ever, yeah? I translated only a few talks of him, yeah. I don't know if I translated this talk. It's a pity, you know. I mean, you should all learn Thai and read his desana. But the Thais, you know, can at least listen to the desanas, yeah, and understand. And not many people understand what he's talking about, yeah. Even his monks who were with him, you know, for 10-15 years, yeah, I mean, they sometimes did not understand what he was talking about, yeah. It is really important for people who really want to find a way out and who really want to understand how to deal with this difficulty or that difficulty, yeah. I mean, he taught everything, yeah. I mean, there are 700, I mean, how many desanas of him did I re-record? Yeah? I mean, 750, yeah, just for the monks, yeah? The lay people are much, much more, yeah. But the lay people, you know, are not that important. You know, the monks to the monks, that are the ones that are really important. Yeah? It's a pity. Yeah? So, I mean, you understand the monks, yeah? So, I mean, or you can use the Buddha. It's the same thing. Huh? But once the Buddha gets rolling, it's automatic, you know, then you observe the Buddha. Yeah. Sometimes the Buddha is fast, sometimes the Buddha is slow. Yeah. Sometimes it's deep, sometimes it's shallow. Just like with the breath. Yeah. But you stick with the Buddha. Yeah. And the same thing, you stick with the breath. Yeah. I mean, there's a time when you do the breath meditation, where you can't feel the breath anymore. That's where the sati actually comes in, you know. I mean, it knows that the breath is still there. And the knowing of the breath is much stronger than the feeling of the breath that we had in the beginning. And that is important, yeah. So we cling to that, yeah. We know the breath, yeah. And that is the sati. We know the breath goes in, yeah. the first stage of samadhi, supachaya samadhi, yeah. I mean, when there are no more thoughts coming in, when there are no more memories coming in, yeah. That's holiday from I, yeah. That's where we take a holiday, yeah. No worries, yeah. Worries come through thoughts, yeah. Yeah? Future comes through memories and thoughts, yeah. The past comes through memories and thoughts. So we are completely free for a moment, yeah. So we take a holiday, yeah? That's why people, you know, they don't want to work, but they take a holiday, yeah? To see something else, to free their mind, yeah? And that's what we do in practice, huh? When there's no, yeah? There's no worries, there's no fear. What can we be afraid of if there are no thoughts and memories, huh? Huh? And understand this, you know? I mean, fear, yeah? Fear is created by thought. Worries is created by thought together with memory. Eh? It's done from the kilesas. The kilesas bring that up. Eh? Oh, yeah, after sitting half an hour, oh, I break my body, I break my leg, you know, I break my back. Yeah, When you sit in the plane from Australia, at least 4 hours, you know, you don't break your legs and you don't break your back, huh? You never worry about when you sit there, yeah? Or when you sit here in the car, you know, drive, you know, for 3-4 hours, yeah? But when you sit, your thoughts are, huh? Yeah, when my hand, huh? My hand by me, huh? By people. If you need, yeah, we sit for half an hour and then, you know, oh, it's so painful. Or when we walk for half an hour, oh, I'm so tired. Yeah. Walk for 3 hours, walk for 5 hours, yeah? And then overcome tiredness, yeah? When I was doing walking meditation, after half an hour the clearness came, oh, it's so boring, it's so tired, yeah. And I said, okay, yeah. If you want to rest, go and rest and let me walk. I mean, the clearness are not us. This is something we have to understand. It's our enemy, yeah. Just like sitting, oh, I'm so tired. Okay, go to sleep, yeah. Don't bother me anymore, yeah. You have to be very firm with them. Yeah? It's the same thing when you train samadhi. You know? I mean, they bring up these thoughts, oh, they're so interesting. Be firm, not interested. Huh? Sometimes I was sitting there, not interested. Yeah, and you really have to mean it. Yeah, and then they go off. Yeah? Yeah, sometimes they go off, you know, for a stroll, you know, and leave you alone. Yeah. There are lots of troubles, you know, when we do sitting meditation. Pain is one thing, yeah? I mean, you sit until you cannot concentrate on your Buddha or on the breath anymore, and then, only then you start to investigate pain. What is pain? Huh? No, we don't know. It's too painful, huh? Yeah? Yeah? And when we get up, where's the pain? Huh? No pain. And that's why we constantly do. We want to get rid of the pain. We don't want to understand pain. Pain is constantly, I mean, it is bothering us all the time, yeah? The pain and the fear is bothering us, yeah? Oh, if I don't get the jab, you know, I might get, you know, COVID, you know? And then I lie down, yeah? So I better get the jab and get COVID and lie down. This pain and fear, you know, drives us nuts, you know, drives most of the people nuts, yeah, who don't understand, yeah. Of course, this kind of talk is not for normal people, yeah. I mean, people in the world don't understand this, yeah. But people who have a little bit of practice, yeah, background in practice, they understand it, yeah. So, I mean, we have to understand what is pain, yeah. And that is where we sharpen our knife, yeah, yeah. We go there and, yeah. First of all, we have to accept it. That means we have to breathe in the pain. How does it feel? Oh, no, I don't want to feel. How does it feel? No, I don't want to feel. How does it feel? Yeah. And then we feel it, you know, we feel the pain. And once we accept the pain, then we can go to the spot of the pain. And then we can look for anicca anatta. Yeah? Yeah? And then we find out, you know, the pain is, sometimes it's stronger, sometimes it's not so strong. Ah, okay, yeah, anicca, yeah, it's impermanent, yeah. So where is the pain, yeah? Is it in the skin, yeah? Since I was born, I have skin. So how can it be? Well, now it is only painful now, yeah? Yeah? It cannot be in the skin. Is it in the tendons? Is it in the muscles? Is it in the flesh? Is it in the bones, yeah? Where is the pain, yeah? And if you do that, if you really intend, yeah, and this is something that is really important, yeah, if you really intend to understand what pain is, yeah, in the moment you are very close to understand what pain is, it moves. It moves to another place. Yeah? So you follow the pain. Then you go and do exactly the same thing, yeah? Then it goes to another place. It might go to five or six different places before it shows you where it's actually coming from. But you have to see it with your own eyes to understand where the pain is coming from. Yes, I know where the pain is coming from the heart, yeah? That is there, here in the brain, yeah? But it's not in the heart, yeah? Meditation or practice is all about teaching the heart. We have to rip open the heart. Do you see it? No, I don't want to see it. Huh? Do you see it? Yeah? No, I don't want to see it. Yeah? The heart doesn't want to see it. Huh? We want to understand, yeah? And then once we understand, we think we got it. Yeah? No, we haven't got it. Because the heart still wants to do it. It's with any kind of addiction, yeah? Okay, we should let go of the addiction, yeah? But the heart says, no, I don't want to, yeah? So it will find ways, you know, to do it. So we have to show the heart what it does, yeah? I have a simile for it. We are standing in the kitchen, you know, one hand is on the fire and we're looking outside in the opposite direction, yeah? Then we see a shadow. Oh, this is why there is pain. Or then we see a person, this is why there's pain, or this is why there's pain. And our practice is, you know, to direct our attention towards the hand, where the pain actually is. And then what does the hand do? When the moment we see it, we don't have to tell it. It automatically retracts, yeah? And that's why we have to show the heart. The moment the heart sees the pain it causes, the heart lets go. Right? We cannot let go. That's also very wrong, yeah? Very wrong thing, you know, that is taught in the West in meditation center. Let go, let go. I mean, I tried it so often to let go, I couldn't let go. Huh? And then I came to Wat Baba, because I didn't believe my teachers, you know, said, greed and hate, you just let go, you don't go into, yeah? I said, but it's still there, yeah? I cannot let go of it, you know, even if I don't indulge into it, it's still there, it's still bothering me, it's still creating this dukkha, wanting, you know, this desire, yeah? And then I came to Tulungda Mahabodh, and then, one day he said, you know, I'm in, some people, you know, teach let go, let go, let go. Yeah, I mean, tell an arm that is on the ceiling, you know, to let go. Then it, if it wants to go to the floor, it does not know how to let go. Huh? But it knows how to walk step by step by step by step. Yeah, so it crawls along the ceiling and crawls down, you know, along the walls, you know, and then it is on the floor. The thing that we need to show the heart what it does, yeah? And most of us, you know, I mean, we are brain children, yeah? Yeah? Most of us, you know, I mean, work with here, yeah? We don't work with the heart, yeah? We don't even know what the heart wants, yeah? Huh? That is that's why it is so important to get into samadhi, into upachara samadhi, yeah? That's where we see, yeah? Where we see the rippling of the heart, yeah? There we see the little intentions that come up. Ne? They don't even yet form a thought, but we see the intention. Oh, I want, no. Yeah. Oh, I want, no. Yeah. The thought has not even formed yet. Yeah. But it gives the direction, the intention. Yeah. It gives the direction. When we have the intention to think, it gives the direction. And then when we can all observe it. I mean, Why to look outside in the world? You know, I mean, we just need to look inside. I mean, we can so discover so many things, yeah? I mean, people rely on doctors. People rely on psychologists, yeah? I mean, we just need to look in our heart and then we see how it works. Huh? But we are too lazy. we ask, Siri, what is this? How do I get there? Yeah? Instead of looking at the heart, you know. So, I mean, when there is an intention, you know, to form a thought, you know, it tells us the direction it wants to go. And then we can look how it develops, you know. Because we have this awareness, then we can see, you know, how it forms, you know. First it is, you know, the beginning of a thought, then it is half a thought, and then it's a full thought. And then this thought, you know, once it is thought to the end, it attracts the next thought, yeah. Or it attracts a memory, yeah. And then with each thought, you know, there's a little feeling attached to it, yeah? And then the next thought goes in the same direction, and it packs on another feeling of the same kind, yeah? And that's what we call then, you know, when it goes then, goes through memory, the memory is the same kind, you know, it attaches another feeling, another, and then it becomes bigger, just like an avalanche, and then it crushes us, yeah? And that's what we call an emotion, yeah? An emotion is something that is brewed up, yeah, by the kilesas, yeah? It's not something that is natural, yeah? A feeling, yeah? A very simple feeling is natural, yeah? It'd be a positive feeling or neutral feeling or negative feeling, yeah? That is natural, yeah? A thought is natural, yeah? A memory is natural, yeah? But the combination of it, makes our emotions, yeah? And if we let it go, you know, it makes our moods. Yeah? If we understand how these things is, we can cut it, yeah? I mean, I call this emotion like an avalanche, yeah? I mean, you put a stone into the snow. I mean, sometimes Melbourne, you do have some mountains, so you can go skiing, yeah? So you put a little stone in the snow, and it rolls down. With each roll, it takes on a layer, yeah? And the longer it rolls, the bigger it becomes, yeah? And that's what we call an emotion that, you know, that captures us, or destroys us, yeah? But if we take out the stone, there's nothing. Huh? And that is what, yeah, I mean, you really, you know, I mean, really, meditation is all about looking inside, yeah? Investigating, you know, investigate whatever comes up, yeah? Investigate, yeah? And the sharpening, and the sharpening of the knife is investigating pain, yeah? Once we are good with investigating pain, we can investigate any kind of feeling, fear. Pain is still easy, yeah? Fear, you know, is much more difficult, yeah? So, we feel the fear, just the same thing, yeah? So we train ourselves to investigate these things through investigating pain, yeah? So you might have to sit for 3 or 4 hours, yeah? Huh? Until the pain really comes, yeah? Actually, you know, I, in the end, I loved it because it is much more, yeah? Much more obvious, you know, than our breath. it is a solid object, yeah? That doesn't go away easily like our breath or our Buddha, you know, it's there, yeah? So, I mean, okay, there you are, yeah? But then it sometimes goes, yeah? If the kilesas see, you know, that we are interested in the pain, it just takes it away, you know? And then we are caught with the breath. So that pain investigation is the first stage of investigation. Huh? I mean, the Lord Buddha taught sila, samadhi, panya, developing wisdom. Yeah, investigation. Yeah? And what do we investigate? What we don't like. Yeah, we investigate the body. In the West, the people don't want to investigate the body. They always want to investigate the pain, yeah? the mind. Yeah. And it's much more interesting, yeah? Investigate the mind. You don't even get to the mind if you don't pass through the body, yeah? Because greed and hate are rooted in the body, yeah? This is something we have to understand. Everything, you know, that is connected to greed, this is in connection with this body, yeah? And the senses of the body, yeah? Everything that is connected to hate, yeah? Or whatever, what is the less of it? Yeah? Whatever is connected to the hate is connected to this body. So if you want to overcome greed and hate, you have to investigate this body. Yeah, before we can, yeah, before we can investigate delusion. Yeah, but people in the West, oh, delusion! Oh, I'm so deluded. We are so deluded. Yeah, I want to know why we are so deluded. Yeah, yeah. It's just like some people, you know, come and ask the question, yeah? why did I be born as a human being, or why is it the way it is, yeah? And then I tell them, you know, I mean, if you are in a shithole, yeah? And you don't have any feet on the ground, yeah? And you drown sometimes, and you come up sometimes, you drown sometimes, you come up sometimes, and then you see somebody walking, you know, there, yeah, without being in the shit, you know. The first question you ask him is, how did I get in the shithole? Or is the first question, how do I get out? I think, you know, people will ask the question, how do I get out? Yeah? Yeah? They don't want to know. They don't want, yeah? Huh? How did I fall in the shithole? Yeah? So don't even ask, don't even contemplate this. You know, it's a waste of time, yeah? And, you know, Lord Buddha said, you know, I mean, it makes people crazy. Yeah? I mean, it appeared, yeah? Just like our smartphones appeared out of, you know, out of nowhere, you know, I mean, they just appeared, yeah? Get out! Yeah? And then you might understand how you got in. Yeah? Yeah? That's important. So investigation, you know, is investigation of this body. Yeah? Whatever you take into the body is nice. Yeah? Huh? And whatever comes out is shit. Yeah? When you look at the Thai food, I mean, it's the best food in the world. Yeah? Oh, it's so beautiful, it's so color, and it's so smell, yeah, I mean, it smells very nice, yeah? So you take it into your mouth, yeah? I mean, you chew it a little bit, and then you spit it out in your hand, you don't want to eat it. Whatever gets into contact with this body, we dislike, we hate. Why is that? Huh? Spit in your hand, you know, and then try to lick it up. You have it in your spittle in the mouth for 24 hours. You don't mind. Yeah? When you spit it out in your hand, try it. Yeah? Try these things out, yeah? And to see your reaction. Yeah? 5 minutes later, oh, it smells so bad. You don't want to lick it up again. But it was 24 hours, you know, in your mouth. Yeah? The same thing with the food, yeah? We like to eat food, yeah? But the taste is gone the moment it leaves, you know, it leaves the tongue, yeah? And then it doesn't matter, you know, what is coming down in the stomach. Yeah? Yeah? Then it matters, you know, how the stomach can deal with it, yeah? But we never think about how the stomach can deal with it. We only think about how it tastes, yeah? Yeah? Hmm? So if it tastes nice, we eat a lot, you know, and then the stomach says, no. Huh? And then we have dukkha, yeah? Yeah? Because we didn't eat for the stomach, we ate, you know, for the tongue, yeah? For the sensations, yeah? I mean, it's all about our life, it's all about the sensation. Hearing, seeing, you know, smelling, touching, you know, feeling, yeah? So whatever goes into contact, your clothes, yeah? Why do you wash the clothes? Yeah? I mean, if you hang them up, they don't get dirty and smelly, yeah? But if they are in contact with the body, it gets smelly and dirty, huh? Yeah? That's why we have to wash them. So whatever comes out of the body is disgusting, whatever goes into the body is nice and beautiful, huh? When I was still training in the West, you know, people, you know, the Westerners told me, you know, I mean, why do we have to make this body loathsome? Huh? The answer is the body is loathsome. We don't have to make it loathsome, but we have to see that it is loathsome. Yeah? Yeah? Next time you make some makeup, you know, I mean, yeah? Take a knife, you know, take a knife, yeah, and pull your skin off, yeah, and look what it is there underneath the skin. Huh? You like to see it? Huh? No? Why not? Huh? The skin is as thin as this tissue. Yeah? And it covers all the shit. Yeah? Some people, if they see, you know, if they draw blood, they can't see it, you know, fall unconscious, yeah? If a doctor, yeah? It's coming out there, yeah? The doctors, you know, when I start working, I work with a lot of doctors from the university hospital, yeah? And the first thing, they open a corpse, what do? They either throw up, yeah? Or they fall unconscious. There's nobody who can stand the sight of an open, yeah, of a fresh corpse, yeah? Nobody. The first time. They either throw up or fall unconscious, yeah? That's where you see reality, yeah? Yeah? So, you see the loathsomeness of the body, yeah? You don't have to make it loathsome, yeah? It is loathsome, yeah? But we don't like to see. That's why we go to the hairdresser. That's why we go to the skin. Yeah? We have so many skin lotions, you know, or special soap, you know, to get rid of the smell, you know. Huh? Oh, today I have this smell, today, and tomorrow I have that smell. Yeah? Washing my hair, going to the hairdresser, all these things. Yeah? And you know, how many clothes do you have in your cupboard? Huh? How many shoes? How many handbags? Yeah? Huh? Too many, huh? At least we just have 3 robes. We just wash them, you know, and then put them on again, yeah? But think about it, all this waste of money, you know, just for clothes, yeah? Yeah? And all these perfumes, you know, all these different soaps, you know, and different lotions, you know, we pack on this body, you know? In the end, you know, what does the body look? Yeah? So I want to see, you know, a 90-year-old, yeah? Woman or 90-year-old man, you know? Yeah? We don't want to see that, yeah? So that's why we think, you know, when we're born the next time we are 20, yeah? We neither like, you know, youth, nor do we like old age, yeah? Yeah? We just like the middle part. But it comes in a package, yeah? You first have to educate this body, you have to learn this body, you have to train this body, yeah? And then you have to, yeah? And then you have to see how it slowly falls apart, yeah? And it does fall apart, yeah? But until 50 you don't realize it, yeah? Now I realized it only when I was walking down, when I was around 50, you know, 48 or something like that. I was walking down my stairs and one of my knees didn't work, you know, so I was falling off the stairs. And I said, oh, wow, what is happening, yeah? Huh? And then slowly, slowly, I mean, this doesn't work, that doesn't work, this, yeah? Huh? And then you go to the doctor, like to the repair shop, then he opens up your body and puts in a new kidney, or he puts in this, yeah, or puts in a bypass for your heart, or puts in a, yeah. I mean, it's nothing, you know, they open it up, you know, they see it just like a car, oh, there's this doesn't work, you know, I mean, you replace this. So why do we love this body? This is the question that we have to investigate. Well, why do we love this body so much, yeah? Because whatever, you know, whatever comes out, we dislike, yeah? And you see, the likes of the body and the dislikes, yeah? It's all connected to the body, yeah? Likes and dislikes. And that's why we have to investigate the body. Yeah? The first thing that we have to learn, yeah? The first thing in investigation that we have to learn, that the body is not us. Yeah? The citta and the 5 khandhas are different, yeah? The citta is the ruler of the 5 khandhas, yeah? The citta is the driver of the car, yeah? The car are the 5 khandhas, yeah? Get out of the car and look that, you know, the driver and the car are 2 different things, yeah? That's difficult, yeah? When you are born in the car, die in the car, you think you are the car, yeah? And this kind of realization, you know, we have to get, yeah? We have to really realize, you know, that the citta and the body are 2 different things. That is the fundamental, that is one of the fundamental and most difficult things, yeah, for us. Yeah? It is the third fetter, or some people call it the second fetter. It's the third fetter, that the body is not me. Yeah? The first fetter, you know, I mean, for most of us, you know, who are Buddhists, you know, it's nice. You know, we believe in karma, we know that karma has good result, and bad karma has bad result, yeah? That's no problem. We believe in heaven, you know, that there are beings in heaven. We believe in hell, that there are beings in hell. So, I mean, the first fetter, yeah, for us, yeah, not for most of the people. Most people don't believe in our ghosts, yeah, yeah. The scientists who told you, I mean, take the chap, yeah. I said, why do you believe these scientists? They don't believe in ghosts, yeah. They don't believe in heaven. They don't believe in hell, yeah. What do they know? What do they know, really? Huh? They don't really understand, you know, how this body is made. That everybody is different, yeah? And this body is made because of our karma, yeah? That's why some people have a lot of troubles, you know, with their bodies, yeah? I mean, from the beginning of their livelihood, yeah? Sometimes it changes the karma in mind, it gets better, or it gets stronger, or sometimes it changes to the worse, yeah, it becomes weaker, yeah. A normal influenza, you know, is not karmic, yeah. But, you know, to die because of this or that, you know, is karmic, yeah. When we die, you know, when we are born, yeah, when we are born in this body, yeah, I mean, we already have our lifetime. It's intrinsic, yeah. The moment we are born, it is intrinsic, yeah. And there's nothing that we can change, yeah. I mean, we can dial up a little bit so that we live a little bit, a few years longer, or we can dial down, you know, if you don't live, you know, very healthily, we can dial down so we live a little bit shorter, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, the karma decides how long we are going to live, yeah. And that, yeah, doctors don't believe it, yeah. They think you can live forever, yeah, yeah, if they just find the right medicine. Yeah? No. Yeah? We are born because of our karma, and we die because of our karma. And if you chant, you know, if you do the chanting in the morning and evening chanting, you know it, yeah? But people don't believe it, yeah? They believe the scientists who tell you, if you do this, you know, I mean, what is it, cell rejuvenation, you know, I mean, then you can live longer. No. Cannot live longer. Yeah? We have this. We have this karma. So, what was with the investigation of the body? You know, I mean, how do we find out? You know, that you know that the citta and the body are two different things. Yeah? I mean, we get calm. We need to get calm. We need to have this awareness. We need to have this sati. Yeah? And then it slowly chop off the body. Yeah? Chop off the hand. Yeah? It hurts. And then we look at that, and we put it there. Then we take the other hand, we put it there. Then we take the lower arm, and we put it there. The lower arm, put it there. Until every part of the body is there. Yeah? All, it's out there. Yeah? I mean, you can throw it into a heap, or you can orderly put it there. Yeah? I mean, we can play so many things with it. Yeah? But the moment all the body parts are out there, who is sitting there? Who is seeing this body part? Yeah? Yeah? With our internal eye. We're seeing all these body parts. So, what part of the body is actually the body? Yeah? And if we do that often, yeah, then there will be a disconnect. Sooner or later there will be a disconnect where the citta understands, yeah, that it is not the body. Yeah? And you feel that. It's a short disconnect. Yeah? But you have to do it up, yeah. And you can play with it. I mean, it's so much fun, and much more fun than your phone, yeah? Huh? I mean, then you can assemble the part, you know? I mean, for most people, you know, you put the brain into the ass, you know? And you put the legs, you know, on your shoulders and so on, and look at this, you know, what kind of body is it? Would you call it a body? Huh? Huh? And then you disassemble it again, and then you assemble it again. I mean, there's so much creativity. We need to be creative, yeah? That's where, you know, for our investigation, we need to be really creative, yeah? We need to try out everything, yeah? Investigation is about trial and error. See if something is working, yeah? So put it out, you know, until you really feel the disconnect. Okay, these are body parts, yeah? And then, yeah, I mean, you cut the third fetter, yeah? What was the first, you know, karma and heaven and hell? Yeah? What is the second fetter? Not keeping the precepts. Yeah? Constantly worrying about keeping the precepts. Today I keep them until tomorrow I don't. Oh, it's bothersome, you know. Today I leave it out, you know. And then, I should keep the precepts. That is the second fetter. Worrying, constantly worrying about the five precepts, or, yeah, as a monk, you know, about the 227. Or as a meji, about the eight precepts. Yeah? With this third fetter, yeah, and some good samadhi, yeah, and then you can enter the street. Then you can open the door. And then you smell freedom, freedom. But you need good samadhi, yeah. I mean, the fetters, you know, when you cut down the first three fetters, the fetters are very loose, you know, I mean, once you see it, yeah. Once the fetters are very loose, you need something. You need really a sharp samadhi, you know, sharp sati, you know, I mean, to be able to cut them off, yeah. It's also sometimes called as makkha, yeah. And the makkha, yeah, The path mom is very similar to the apana samadhi, to the deep samadhi. Yeah? So we have to be good in samadhi, yeah? Yeah? To be able. Sometimes investigation can lead us to deep samadhi. Yeah? It happened to me, sometimes you know, my investigation was so good that it led to deep samadhi. But sometimes just the samadhi led to deep samadhi, my concentration. Yeah? So, you have to have this, you know, in order for the maka. Once you have the maka, sooner or later the fruit will come. Yeah? The maka is the important thing, yeah? Because why does in the morning or evening chanting say there are 8 kinds of people? Yeah? The ones who have the maka are one kind of people, and the one who has the fruit, and the street mentor who has the fruit, is the second kind of, yeah? Noble person. You understand that? You still interested?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I mean, you can do that first. You don't really have to look at this discomfort at the loathsomeness of the body, yeah. But then you really have to go into, yeah. Once you go to Sotapanna, yeah. I mean, you can start, you know, if you don't want to, you know. If you don't want this exercise, where did I get the exercise from it? Yeah. I mean, the Lord Buddha in one of the days, and I said, you know, he said, you know, I mean, if you disassemble a cart, in its nuts and bolts and planks, where's the cart? There's no cart, yeah? And then I said, yeah. If I do the same thing, where's the body, yeah? And I did the same thing, you know, and sooner or later, it knocked off, you know? But some people, you know, can get out of the body. But then look at the body, yeah? When you get, sometimes you get out of the body, you know, who is lying there? He looks like me, yeah? Same can happen when you do walking meditation, yeah? I mean, you walk for hours and hours and hours, and you get into samadhi, yeah? And then it can happen that you sit, you know, you sit and see somebody walking. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. What is walking there? Yeah, it's a body that is walking there, you know, and the awareness has pulled out from this body, you know, and it's just observing, yeah, the body walking. Very nice, very interesting. I mean, 4 hours, huh? You don't get these results with 4 hours, huh? You have to at least 14, 16, 18 hours, yeah? I mean, really push, yeah? And then, you know, I mean, you can, anything, yeah? Anything you want to know, you can look, yeah? And you can find it within your heart, yeah? Be interested, yeah? I mean, this world, what is there interesting, yeah? Wherever you go, there are people, there are trees, there are houses, yeah? I mean, what is Australia, yeah? It's hot, you know, the sun comes out, you know, there's water, you know, what is it, yeah? Thailand, the same thing, you know, Europe, the same thing, you know, America, the same thing. Oh, this is a nice rock, yeah? You have a nice rock in the Western Australia as well, yeah? Very famous, actually. I went there one time, yeah? It's just, you know, a big boulder, you know, in the middle of nowhere, yeah? Yeah, but we go there, you know, always looking outside, yeah? Instead of looking inside, get interested. Yeah? And the asupa, you know, you just have to, you know, what did Lungda Mahabho say? Tio kamata, yeah? So, you look at the 32 parts of the body, yeah? I mean, you go through, you close your eyes, look, yeah? Look at any part, yeah? And which part interests you, that's where, what Lungda said, that's where you stick, yeah? And then you do the same, you know, if you did puto before, you know, you do the same, you know, if it's skin or hair, you know, the skin, until you internally see it, yeah? And once you see it, then you can dissect it, yeah? Then you can see what it is made up of, yeah? If you don't see it internally, I mean, you cannot do really investigation, yeah? You really have to see it, yeah? I mean, some people, you know, who did it in the past can see it very sharp, yeah? I mean, just like a Polaroid photo, yeah? Other people, you know, see it, you know, enough to understand it, and that is enough, yeah? Yeah? They don't see it as clear, but, you know, they see it so that they understand it, yeah? And then you dissect it, yeah? One time you take this part, next time you take this part, yeah? And understand it, yeah? But what comes with asubha practice, yeah? It is very important, yeah? That we understand, yeah? That we destroy the toy of the kilesa. And when you destroy the toy of a kid, it gets really angry. Really angry. So be careful that you don't let the anger out on other people. Yeah. So if you do a super practice, I mean, be by yourself. Yeah. You can get angry at the tree who stands in your way. That's fine. Huh? But don't get angry at people. Yeah. And you will see it out. If you don't see the anger coming out, then you know you don't do it correctly. Yeah. Because that's what we are going to pull. Yeah. We want, through the asubha practice, we want to see the anger coming up. Yeah? We want to see what the anger is connected to. Yeah? That's what we want to understand. And also, yeah, and also see, you know, see later on greed. Yeah? for monks, it is important, you know, to do asubha practice. Yeah? Because if they see a beautiful woman, yeah, I mean, the moment they take the skin off, you know, I mean, there's nothing. Yeah? Yeah? There's no lust. The lust instantly goes away. Yeah. That's why it is essential. And that's why most of the Westerners don't do this kind of practice and then they get hooked up by a woman. Yeah? They're very clever. They took one of my monks away. Very sneaky, very sneaky. You know? Can I offer you something? Can I offer you this? Can I bring you here? Can I bring you there? Huh? Yeah? Very sneaky. Yeah? And we fall for it. Yeah? You're stupid, we fall for this. Huh? So that's why we need this asubha practice. The moment we see something beautiful, we turn it into something ugly, disgusting. Yeah? And then the desire to want to have these things, you know, instantly goes away. Yeah? It comes again, yeah? And then we do it again, and we do it again, and we do it again, yeah? And same thing for the woman, yeah? And when you hear a nice sound, you know, of a male voice, you know, you turn into something, you know, that you dislike, yeah? Huh? And then it goes away, yeah? And then you don't want even to meet or to talk to this person, yeah? This is the basis, you know, for us when we are monks, yeah? I mean, to learn this as a super practice, to have these images, yeah? Images constantly ready, yeah? The moment we see something beautiful, we turn it into this, yeah? And that is the end of the asubha practice, actually, yeah? I mean, we produce something very beautiful, and then we destroy it with something ugly, yeah? And then we produce something ugly and destroy it with something beautiful, yeah? To see where greed and hate, you know, is actually rooted, yeah? It is in these images, in these memories that it is rooted, yeah? Only then, yeah, can we destroy greed and hate, yeah? Where we see, you know, greed is, yeah, hate, yeah? And it becomes very fast. I mean, Lungta Mahabodh talks about it, yeah? It becomes very fast. And then you can destroy, and then greed and hate is gone. And then, you're out of the prison. Yeah? Only then you are out of the prison. It's amazing, you know, you see, wow, yeah? Before you were constantly in the prison of greed and hate, you know, because you constantly desire things, yeah? You constantly want something or you dislike things, yeah? And then you run in freedom, yeah? Until you hit the prison wall. Wow! What's that, yeah? That's delusion, yeah? Okay, I think I talked enough, yeah? Yeah? So practice, yeah? 4 hours is not, yeah. I mean, that's a joke, yeah? Yeah? I hope you practice a little bit more, huh?
Hopefully now. I've been building a monastery for the last few years. So.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. I didn't build a monastery, yeah? I was looking for a monastery. Mm. A deserted monastery. And then I found this, yeah. I looked for 5 years, yeah. Because I didn't want to build, you know. I wanted a place, you know, where we can practice, yeah. I mean, we were, in the beginning, we were 4 months, yeah. We just wanted to look for a place of practice. So we went to this place, all the deserted places, yeah? And then I came here, that looks good, yeah? Mm-hmm. And it is, it is really a beautiful place. Yeah? Very peaceful, even though it is not far away from a very busy place, Tham Quang Pen, yeah? It's still, people don't know this place, yeah? And I keep it so that people don't know it, yeah? No katina, no things like that, yeah. So people don't come by accident. Okay, so, yeah. Have a nice day. Where are you going now?
Back to Bandung.
Bandung. I heard. Yes. Some of these lay people are from Bandung, huh? Are there some of the lay people, they sometimes come, some women, once a month they come from Bandung, yeah? And there's a monastery?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let them. What is this? It's the flowers, Yeah? When women came with flowers to Wat Bapantat, I said, where can we plant them near the sala? He said, no, they're in the forest, yeah? So that nobody sees them. We put the flowers there to them. Oh, it was really direct. Use the time wisely. You don't know, you don't know how long you live, yeah? Huh? And the land down under, you don't know when it goes under the sea again, yeah? you don't know what is his name? Lumpur Tun, yeah? Who talked about half of Thailand will be under the water. So, Bangkok, yeah. But, he said also Isan and Chiang Mai will be safe. So, you better make a fast trip, to Isan when the water is rolling in.